Yo ho ho! Welcome into the Devil Radio Studios once again here on Let's Get Local. Happy to be in studio with you, Jason Hafen, the host of the show. Talking about Dane by Local, talking about local businesses, local nonprofits, and with local leaders like Francesca Hong. What a great opportunity to have her on the show a while back and bring that to you again today. You know, Dane by Local has a lot going on. We all know it's the holiday season. We've been talking on this show, and hopefully you've seen a lot of things circulating around the community, signage, social media, all kinds of pieces out there to remind you, events happening right in downtowns, all of those things, to remind you about your local businesses right in your communities or in your neighborhoods. Those are your neighbors. So it's pretty cool to shop with them. That's what we're trying to get across. Also, the huge benefits of what that does for our local economy, how the dollars stay here, circulate here, support, and get recirculated in so many areas, including to nonprofit schools and baseball teams and all kinds of stuff. That's what your simple decision to make a purchase locally or with a small local business or a large local business can do right here in our little pocket of the world. So we want to remind you of a couple of really cool things. Of course, Dane by Local has so much going on right now that they're trying to help local businesses with. They're also trying to do more for local businesses in the future, which means raising some additional dollars. And one very cool way that Dane by Local can raise money right now, and you can support that effort and support local businesses at the same time, is the Dane by Local online auction. So if you go to danebylocal.com, you can't miss the online auction. It opened Wednesday, December 1st. It's through December 8th. And you have so many different gift cards and packages and items and all kinds of options to bid on there. Get involved in the fun of an auction. It's kind of fun to bid and do that a little bit, of course. Very easy. It's set up online. And at the same time, you are helping support local businesses, and you're helping raise money for Dane by Local. So it's wins across the board. If you go to danebylocal.com and support the online auction, there are so many great items right there. You just tap on through, link to the auctions there, and you can do all of it. You can win, and you can find gifts, easy gifts for people at the holidays. Hey, that's the other win I forgot to tell you about. So there are so many wins there. I'm really encouraging you to do it. It also, like I said, helps promote local businesses and get more of their items out there, get more of them visible, maybe ones you don't see all the time or haven't discovered yet. So that's part of this show as well. We're trying to help you discover more local businesses, more establishments you can participate in and support, and get to know the owners a little bit, get to know the people a little bit. Like, we've heard so many great stories, talk with different owners, what it means to them. We're going to hear some more today. You know, even Stacy and the soap opera, Amy at Little Luxuries downtown, just some in downtown Madison that come to mind right away. Of course, Orange Tree Imports on Monroe Street, Katie's American Indian Arts, really great store, which is also open today, by the way. Very cool on Monroe Street. And there's so many others, too. It's tough when you start naming names. You get in a trap there, because if you don't name all the names, you can get in trouble. But I talk fast, and at least when I have enough coffee, I talk fast. And I also recognize that I can't name them all, so I let you know that as well. Some other things, right? Soups On is still taking place with Dane by Local. That's another opportunity. And don't forget about the Dane by Local gift cards. Dane by Local gift cards, okay? Another way that you can get an easy gift for someone that's very flexible and versatile, because they can use it at more than 70 local businesses. So, again, let me line up the wins for you with the Dane by Local gift card. Is one, easy for you. Okay, I know that's the biggest one, right? Number two, you're supporting Dane by Local. You're supporting local businesses. And it's easy for the person you're giving the gift to, because they have 70 businesses to choose from, more than 70 to choose from that they can use that gift card at. So it's not just a gift card to one place. So I run into that all the time. Right now I'm dealing with it with nieces and nephews and stuff. What am I supposed to get these kids as they get older and are approaching adulthood and all of that? Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to get them a gift that they don't like. And if I get them a specific gift card to a store, maybe, or a place, I got to make sure that they like that place. Well, here, you don't have to worry about any of that, because out of 72, they're going to at least like one of them. So you have probably like far more than one of them. But the point is, it's a very flexible, beautiful, wonderful, easy gift for you to get. Give it the holidays, support DBL, support local businesses all at the same time. All right, Shop Indie Local and the Passport Program is still going on with Dame by Local. Again, you can still win prizes with the DBL passports if you are shopping at one of the 140, I believe-ish, businesses involved in the passport this year. A bunch of them in Sun Prairie, and Sun Prairie downtown has a big day today. Just a heads up if you're interested in going down there. And what that allows you to do, like I said, is all you need to do is spend $10 at any of those participating businesses in the DBL passport, send a copy of the receipt or a picture of the receipt, email that to lenica@danebylocal.com. And you can see that right on the website too, danebylocal.com. You can find out how to do this. Many have so far. And then you get your name entered in to a drawing, prize drawing, and five. Last week they gave away six prizes. So they must have got some additional donated gift cards to give away. So it could be five or six again this week. I don't know. But you have that many opportunities to win just by shopping locally and letting them know that you did. And I would also encourage you to take one more little step, which is if you're going to a local business in particular and you get an item there, take a little picture. Take a picture outside if you don't want to do it inside, or take a picture of what you bought, or take a picture of something with that business's logo on it. If you're involved, you do any sort of Instagram, Facebook, any social media, TikTok, whatever, put it out there. That helps those local businesses get a little bit more recognition, a little bit more awareness. Maybe someone else discovers it that otherwise wouldn't have before. So I would also encourage you to do that because it's easy, it's simple. If you shop there, you must like it. So tell people quick that you like it. It's a really cool thing to do, and it's easy to do. And it's another way you can support local businesses and support our community. All right, we're getting through all of it here. We also have, of course, some really great businesses and members that are doing some good things. Right now, you know, if you look at some big efforts from Second Harvest Food Bank, the food pantries, important time for them. Think about them. Support them. Look at what they're doing. There's activities right in your neighborhood and your community that are taking place there. You know, Mom is doing something great as well. So there's so much going on to see around our community. So just look. Look at where you are. Look at your local chambers. Look at some of the activities that are taking place, because there are other ways that you can support as well some of these great organizations that are propping people up, especially during the holidays. So there's my pitch to you, my updates, and some ideas and encouragement to get out there, shop local, buy local, be local, go local, every day, but especially these holidays. We'll catch you in a bit. Second half of the show coming up.